KTAR News, Newsmaker.
Even though Chandler Police Chief Brian Chapman says,
I can tell you today that based on our holistic review of all of our cases, I can't sit here today and say that we have one case tied to the Gilbert Goons.
The city held a listening session last night that brought together community members, police, and council members talking about solutions to youth violence. And Chandler Mayor Kevin Hartke was there, and he's with us this morning on Arizona's Morning News. Thanks for getting up with us, Mr. Mayor. What stood out to you most from what you heard last night?
Well, good morning. We heard a lot of things last night, but certainly the willingness of our neighbors and our community members to engage was a standout. Paula McCall gave an excellent presentation just on identifying signs of what leads to trauma, what leads to teen violence, what leads to mental health issues. And like I said, the neighbors were quite appreciative and glad to participate.
Has the tone from residents changed a little bit over the past few months?
Well, certainly since since a number of arrests have happened, that has answered a lot of the primary cry is justice for Preston Lord. The issue is not going away. Neighbors and residents are much more in tune to seeing what cities are doing and seeing how cities are responding to similar issues.
I know that a lot of parents are hoping that other parents will be held responsible. And I know that's on the list of some of the proposed new ordinances that council is going to take up, May 9th, I believe. Can you tell us what else is on that list of proposed ordinances?
Sure. On May 9th, we will be considering an unruly gathering ordinance that puts responsibility on the backs of parents and guardians who are permissively allowing actions in their house, maybe buying a keg for teenagers or just not supervising, as well as a brass knuckle ban for minors.
And you've had support in the community for both of these things, even though that brass knuckles ordinance, it would be a law if it had passed the state legislature, failed there.
Sure. And Yuma and Phoenix have similar ordinances in their city, and I believe that other cities will be following this action as well soon.
Are you hopeful that between the community involvement, the focus on the police cases and the special enforcement of maybe new ordinances, that this is something we could start talking about as happening in the past? A significant curb in this type of behavior with the youth violence?
I sure hope so. I know that again, I think that teenagers are more isolated than ever and more challenged in terms of the information that they're getting and not all of the maturity to handle that. But I hope that just raising awareness and the senseless loss of Preston Lord will continue to have an impact on our community in a very positive way and, in a sense, at least contributing something that will help others, and although certainly it doesn't bring him back.
Yeah, absolutely. And Mayor, we're talking with Chandler Mayor Kevin Hartke this morning about a listening session they had last night on youth violence. I think I heard you address this, but I wanted to reiterate it. Mental health, issues need to be addressed for both perpetrators and victims, because victims don't want to speak up. They don't want to be told. They don't want to tell anybody that they're getting beat up at school or on the streets. But also the perpetrators, they arrive at this point in their lives very often because they've had terrible upbringing.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes terrible upbringing and sometimes just the isolation then of being a teenager and the issues. I wouldn't always attribute that to terrible upbringing. I think parents can be as distracted. And one of the things I certainly liked what Paula McCall mentioned last night is that the consequences need to be real. But at the same time, just understanding what are the dynamics that go on with perpetrators and victims.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Once again, that is Chandler Mayor Kevin Hartke joining us here on Arizona's Morning News to talk about that listening session that went on in that city last night.